Isn't that more than...
Yeah, just like buy me a coffee someday or something.
Okay.
Well, he owes you for two tickets.
Yeah, but it was like 30-something.
It's like 33.
Oh, yeah, it's, yeah. Do you have change for him?
No.
Nah, it's fine.
I don't, actually.
The tip is yours. But just the tip. Mike's second favorite sex game.
I wanted it all.
You got all of it, all the tip.
I wanted the rest.
Jesus, you're selfish. Speaking of selfish, comes naturally, we are.
Joe.
Mike.
I am Cody. Welcome to this week's episode, everybody. Playing Star Wars?
Yep.
You back on it?
I'm giving it a trial period to see if I'm getting back in.
I saw you were, you jumped up quite a bit on Wee Bear Bears, too.
I did.
Jen, on the other hand, is she putting you in the poorhouse with that game? Is she spending money in that game? God damn, that bitch
She's
took
just
off.
Hardcore, dude. She...
Oof, man. Like, she's at 700-something now?
Something like 13, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, holy shit.
How far are you?
630-something. Like, she just... She, like, was struggling to get to where I'm at, and then just hit it and just took off, and I was like...
And you?
Damn.
I put it down for, like, 4 months.
Yeah,
four
you were, like, two-something? Like, two... Yeah. Mid-twos?
No, I was in the ones.
Were you, oh, you I were, like, 177 or something,
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, I'm, like, a 330 or something like that. But it's literally only because every time he kept logging in, he kept sending me lives. So now I don't ever have to worry about running out of lives because I still have like 340 piled up from him.
You can send lives every three hours. Three
hours
or something like that. So every time I'd log in, if it was then, I'd just send him lives. And I was on that thing. I've stopped playing as much just because I'm trying to do other stuff. It's really hard to play that game and like run on a treadmill.
Yes.
Like real fucking difficult. God damn it.
I'm trying to get that.
Like if I bring my iPad, maybe a little easier, but like on my phone, like I'm going to die. I'm going to be that fucking guy getting filmed falling off a fucking treadmill. I'm like, oh, great. My second video on the internet.
Do it.
No, dude. Their floors are super hard there.
Are they?
Yeah.
I think they'd be a little spongy.
Like they're not. Like they're just carpet.
They're not.
Like, you'd think, like, I even think back to, like, when I was going to LA Fitness over by Best Buy, those floors weren't even, like, matted. They're just carpet.
Ugh, carpet? Really?
Like, the dense carpet, not, like, the loose carpet, like, dense carpet.
Oh, it's like the stuff that we had at Best Buy.
Yeah. Okay.
Like that.
Well, you see, like, the Rock's workout room. It's got, like, the squishy pads on it. Matt from Demolition Ranch, his thing, his are actually horse stall mats.
Yeah, but I imagine that they're
because he has a bunch of them. But yeah, he's like they're actually better.
Foam. Yeah.
But The Rock uses sumo mats for his workout room. Hmm. Like he didn't just get sumo mats and throw them. He had them make his floor with the sumo mats.
Yeah.
Which I thought were way denser than they actually are. They're very cushiony. I didn't think that because of how big those dudes are. I thought maybe it'd be like a wrestling mat is like dense, but they're like squishier than a wrestling mat. Hmm. Like a real wrestling, not like a wrestling ring mat. Like that's. Like springy.
It's basically ply board.
Yeah, and like not much else. But yeah, and I laugh because the Surface headphones we released, they use sumo mat material for the ear cups.
Oh, really?
And I was like, that's when I first thought, I was like, that's going to be pretty fucking hard on your ears, right?
Yeah.
They're super squishy
and
like super lightweight. And I was like, I don't understand sumo wrestling at all, apparently. I was like, did apparently we just
not
lose him?
No.
Like he's... Is Mr. Bean Dust from Rat Race? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
Mr. Bean's finest work. Second finest work. Hot Shots Part 2. This is his finest work. Then Mr. Bean. Rowan Atkinson. Look it up. He's the husband that they go to rescue of What's Her Face.
Hmm.
Great character actor.
Excellent, yeah. And he plays three excellent characters that I know of. The guy who has narcolepsy in Rat Race.
That's basically Mr. Bean, though.
No, Mr. Bean does like the whole goofy talk thing.
Yeah, but it was like...
Oh, he does Johnny English, too, four good characters. That's right.
I forgot about Johnny English.
I haven't watched the second new Johnny English movie. The first one made me laugh way too much.
Yeah.
And I was like, well... Because I love Mr. Bean just in general.
Right.
Like, I used to love that show all... Like, I used to watch that shit all the time. Especially Mr. Bean's Holiday. I fucking love that movie. But then he did the Johnny English thing, and I was like... This can't be funny. And it was like on Stars or some nonsense.
Weird.
So I watched it. I was like, I shouldn't have laughed at this as much as I did. I'm pretty positive. Oh, by the way, HBO has the Deadpool Ultimate Cut thing.
The Christmas one?
Yeah. Oh, no, not the... No, the one they released when the Blu-ray first came out, like the Ultra Cut. super duper, whatever they call it, cut. You know what I mean? It has the extra footage and stuff in it.
Nah.
You know what I'm talking about. But it had a different name. What was it called?
I don't remember what it was called.
But... Come on. Fuck you. Sorry. I don't want to get angry.
It's not what it's called anyway.
It might not be. You're right. HBO Go just, or HBO just really premiered something else we all wanted to watch, and I don't think none of us actually saw it.
Was it the Christmas version of the Deadpool?
No, it wasn't the PG-13.
Because I'd never saw that yet.
We haven't seen that. No, it was the super duper awesome cut or whatever it was called. Nope. Oh, Black Klansman was what premiered on Saturday. Oh. We never saw it, but we all talked about seeing it.
Yeah.
But that was Saturday's premiere.
Because
Crazy Rich Asians was just the other day. I don't know how to work their website. Should, because it's just like the app. Deadpool 2 Super Duper Cut.
Okay.
It's the unrated version. That's like an extra like 12 minutes of footage or something. Has the extra scenes at the mansion where he makes fun of Colossus a bunch, I guess.
Okay.
Anyhow, that's on there. I saw that and I was like, oh. But Black Klansman was what I was thinking of that we all wanted to see but we never actually did. So it's on there if you guys want to watch it.
I will eventually get around to it.
Mm.
Just like I've been,
it's very Mike of you.
Just like I've been meaning to get around to watching Hannah on Amazon Prime.
I've watched one of the episodes.
Oh, look at you!
The first one that I watched right after the Super Bowl. It was actually really good. It was interesting because I've seen the movie several times, and it's like the first 15 minutes of the movie, but an hour long.
Hmm.
But yeah. I was like, I don't know how this is going to work, and it actually works really, really well. Because they did, like, I don't know how, like, weird they're going to get with it, like they did in the movie where, like, it's all weird acid trip, whatever. But, like, that little girl's pretty badass so far in that first episode. I mean, she shows off her badassery a little bit at the end of it, but it's a very weird thing because that movie is kind of, like, out of time in a way. Like, it feels very set in the 80s because of the environment it's in, like, without cell phones, whatever. But now there's, like, cell phones. Like UAV drones and stuff. I'm like, it's gonna be really hard to work around that. Like, when she goes to the real world, is she gonna know what a cell phone is? Like, did he tell her all about cell phones?
Right.
Because they lived in the woods for fucking
for so long.
15, 16 years, you know? It's like, he knew about him because he was an adult at that time.
Yeah.
And so, did RoboCop actually tell her all about that stuff? Like, I was like, that's gonna be really weird, but.
RoboCop.
Doesn't know one of those shows that I really want to just binge watch, but I ain't had time.
Right.
Fucking life, man. Speaking of life, Mike, how you doing, buddy?
I'm all right.
Yeah, fuck you.
All right.
Just kidding. No one wants to do that.
Damn. Wow.
Damn.
You burnt.
Deer stash.
Deer stash.
Nobody wants to fuck. Please send lotion.
Not for the burn, though. He needs it for himself. Star Trek animated series headed to Nickelodeon. Did you ever watch the original animated Star Trek? I know you probably did.
You're talking about like the one from this weird 70s or 80s.
Yeah,
one.
Like it was with Kirk and everything.
Some clips of it. I've never actually watched a whole episode.
It's what they based the Futurama stuff after. Obviously, they used different characters and all. I don't know. It's weird that I just saw that headline pop up. Not what I was looking for in general. Have either of you watched the final trailer for Godzilla King of Monsters?
Nope.
Yeah, I saw this shit yesterday.
Oh, did you watch it?
Yeah.
Heard it's fucking dope. I heard that trailer is fucking
crazy.
Yeah. I was like, I really want to watch it, but I don't want to watch it because, like, trying to pull a Joe and, like, watch less trailers of stuff, which is super hard for me. It's like it's dying on the inside. Yeah, I know. You're just never on social media.
Nope.
Or the internet in general.
Yeah, I'm on the internet.
Amazon doesn't count.
No, I'm on the internet. I do the Reddit.
And I do the Reddits, he says. Yeah, but so I was like trying not to watch it, but I could keep seeing people saying like, "Oh my god, it looks so good." I'm like, I just want to watch it now. That's on our list to watch the first one.
Yes, it is.
And it's next month, right?
Yeah, I believe it is.
Because it's John Wick and Godzilla next month.
Because we have Endgame today. Yeah, so John Wick is next week. John Wick 2 is the next week after that. The week after that is nothing, but the week after that is Godzilla.
Yeah.
So the 29th is Godzilla. Yeah,
the end of the month. Oh, do you see they're going to release the Stanley cameo for Endgame on Friday? Like, for the internet to watch?
No.
I thought that was really strange. They released the Captain Marvel one.
I suppose just because it's a posthumous thing, just a...
Yeah. You know. And obviously, his cameos don't spoil anything. No. Like, you know? But, like, they released the Captain Marvel Endgame clip from the post-credits, mm-hmm. and they released his cameo on the internet, and I was like, I get the Endgame one, but the Stan Lee one, it was weird to me. But I guess they did that, and they announced that they're doing a collection of all his cameos together with like a documentary thing about like the behind the scenes making of and like a bunch of extra
some, like the outtakes and yeah. the extra.
I was like, that's fucking cool. I can't wait for that. That'd be fun to watch him do alternate takes of stuff. Where is the news articles I wanted to talk about? Where'd they go, Joe?
Where the news at? You scrolled too far. Or you didn't scroll far enough.
Either way, I don't see him yet.
Probably should stay put just to make sure.
They'll catch up to me, is that what you're trying yeah. to say? I don't think that's how it works.
They'll lap back around.
They'll catch up to you.
Okay. I'm waiting. It's not working.
Still not going? Oh, mm-hmm. Jesus. Speaking of Pokemon, mentioned earlier that we have the new Swamp Thing trailer.
New Swamp Thing trailer, which
I haven't watched it yet.
None of us watched.
Okay, fair enough.
It's a teaser, so I guess it just shows actually him in action.
Yep, it's gonna be.
The poster was pretty cool, though.
Most of the show, and then canceled. So,
yeah, you know. He's big. He's green. He's viney. But they just released a cool picture of him.
Pretty cool.
That's basically like a still from that weird teaser thing.
Yeah, it basically just lit him up more and then made it a... They posterized it, as they say on ESPN. Isn't that where that came from?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a thing where you get like a sweet-ass move on you.
Dunk in a face.
I don't watch ESPN.
Yeah, it's like a known thing, right?
Not really sure how many people watch ESPN. Anymore.
A ton of people, man. I mean, not enough, because... Fucking Disney's like, we need to do something better. I didn't not enjoy the Gemini Man trailer.
Oh, that was the other thing I had to talk about.
Yeah. Interesting movie, but the thing about it is the description they give you makes you think you're not supposed to know what's going on in it, but the poster and the trailer.
So what is the description of it, because I did see the fact that they were releasing the trailer and it's a Will Smith movie, and somebody mentioned something about it's weird seeing Will Smith also along with the Fresh Prince era Will Smith.
Yeah, they de-age him in a way. They also look like he age him up a little bit with like more gray in his hair.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, I don't know, like,
just him now.
Yeah, it might just be him because it's hard to see, because everything you see him in, he doesn't really have graying hair.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen promo pictures from, because they just wrapped Bad Boys.
He's had gray hair since, where did I first see it? Men in Black 2. I saw, like, a behind the scenes.
Oh, and they colored it then, too?
On Men in Black 2. Yeah. And he was going in to shoot the music video for it.
So, young.
Yeah, that's the picture, one of the pictures that I've seen of it.
So, like, they, in a way, they de-age him, but not, like, they don't, like, Michael Douglas de-age him. You know what I mean?
They're pretty.
They do a pretty good job.
It's weird because the opening scene of the trailer is like a close up on him, and uh-huh. it's slowly revealing like his full young face. and it doesn't look great. It looks, because it's always a little weird. Even the Marvel ones are like, it takes like a little second to get used to, because you're like, I know who it is, but it doesn't look right because you made them all fucking young.
Yeah.
Finally loaded. I don't know why it took forever.
But when it...
Better shot.
But later on, it's just him talking, and it's not like a close-up of his face, and there's nothing. Like, it looks fine. Okay. Very weird. And he's much skinnier, too. That's the other thing. It's like, oh, they just got somebody else to be young him. Because it does. It looks like him in Fresh Prince.
Yeah.
It's very bizarre.
All right. So it says, Gemini Man follows the story of an older elite assassin named Henry Brogan, played by Will Smith, who is trying to retire. In the film, he is suddenly targeted and pursued by a mysterious young operative that seemingly can predict his every move. That's the description. And then it goes to say the film stars Will Smith in dual roles. Clive Owen, who plays the head of a cloning program.
Okay.
Elizabeth Winstead as an operative working for the same agency as Smith's character, and Benedict Wong, which they don't mention anything about. He's just in it.
Just has a quick,
hi.
Hey! And then I was like, okay, well, I guess that's a thing. But then the poster and the trailer don't leave anything for... I mean, if you didn't read the thing about Clive Owen's character being the head of a cloning program, you would then think it's more of like a time travel thing.
Because that immediately when you read that description, I was like, okay, they're doing Lubert?
Yeah, right? I was like, yeah. So then you read that it's cloning. And I think in the trailer, they even mention it.
And then now you're doing cloning. You're like, oh, it's Sixth Day?
Yeah. You know? I was like, okay, whatever.
How many dots you got in your eyes?
So it's directed by Ang Lee, produced by Jerry Bruckheimer and David Ellison, along with Will Smith, Jamie Lannister, Dana Goldberg, and Don Granger.
But what makes me interested in this movie is the fact that Lee is shooting it at 120 frames per second, which is a lot faster than what most movies are made from.
Especially for theaters. Like, if it was made for TV, I can understand it.
Can theaters even play it 120 frames per second?
IMAX will technically do it, and any of the like the newer format laser projectors will do it.
More digital anyway.
Yeah.
Just weird.
Because they're not worried about motor speed. It's going
to be weird about it, too, and it'll be interesting to see reviews. I know that was something that TVs years ago was a big thing for TVs, playing at 120, 240 hertz. But people didn't like it because it made it look too real.
Yeah, it made it look like... I always refer to it as the night court look.
Yeah. I enjoyed it because...
It looked super clear.
It's super clear, and it was much more enjoyable to watch to me because it did look more real. But it's going to be interesting how audience react to this thing, because it's going to have that more realistic look to it.
Yeah.
Especially if theaters can actually play it at 120 hertz. But we'll see.
Yeah, so it's very interesting. I don't know if I'm in on this movie, because Ang Lee has a tendency to be very weird in his movies.
What was his last good movie?
Life of Pi?
I guess it was, that one was award winning, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess, or at least nominated. I know that much.
So yeah, I guess I didn't even realize actually that he did that one. The last and I'm like, the last movie he did was Hulk.
He did Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah, because his big ones. So Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, Ice Storm, Hulk, Sense and Sensibility, Life of Pi, and Brokeback Mountain are like his top credits.
Okay.
He has a storied career because he worked on a bunch of shit. He worked on a bunch of shit. He's produced even more stuff. Where is it? So, I was trying to think of the one he had a couple years ago. Billy Lynn's Long Halftime Walk.
Oh, that
movie. Pseudo war movie or whatever that I never watched. Because it looked atrocious. There was that one. That's the last big, that's his last big movie. Other than that, well, 4 years before
Angry. He kind of has the tendency for pretty long gaps in between stuff, yeah. though, too.
He's very, he's an auteur, so he makes bigger movies. Mm-hmm. But he also doesn't just rush to make other movies. I say rush to make other movies. He has lots of large gaps in his making of movies. Well,
just Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon is year 2000. Sense and Sensibility, 2002. Hulk, 2003. Then Brokeback Mountain was 2005. Then 2007, 2009, 2012, 2016. That's how his
work's good, like, so usually like three years usually. But yeah, so it'd be interesting because he's a very, again, very artistic director, but also takes some very weird tendencies. If you ever saw The Hulk or Life of Pi in general, Life of Pi was pretty bizarre. Brokeback Mountain's probably his most like normalish
normal-ass movie.
Yeah. Boom, boom, boom. Godzilla, we talked about. New footage for Watchmen was released, and sort of as a promo. That'll be out later this year. The Swamp Thing. There was another big one, too. Oh, there's a featurette for Nosferatu showing them transform Zachary Quinto into Charlie Manx.
That's dope.
That was pretty cool.
Can't wait for that to come out later this year.
Later this year, yeah. I think we're only, I think it's in June.
Really?
I think so. Yeah, June 2nd. It's right there.
Fair enough.
Because again, it's one of those things where like it's on AMC, so it's going to have a pretty structured release, but it's not like Amazon where like they're like, hey, here's something, then like a year later we're going to finally get it.
Yeah.
Expanse.
I'm still waiting on the Expanse. Every couple of weeks I search for that because apparently, and I wonder, actually I was just reading today that I didn't realize they haven't streamed the third season yet because they don't have the rights to it yet.
No, I think it just hit up. It just went
it
up.
It just did.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. They just got the rights. I think it said June 8th or something like that.
No, they're all up now. All three seasons are up. There's a banner for it I saw on, I believe. I could be wrong. You actually might be right. Maybe it did say it's coming soon.
I literally just read it. I'm trying to find it again.
Oh, I spelled Expanse wrong again. Jesus Christ.
So I wonder if they maybe not wait until just after, because the shooting for it is all done.
Yeah, principal photography finished on it.
Yeah. The cast already had their wrap
party on it. Season 3 is available on it now. All three seasons.
All three seasons?
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll get season 4 pretty soon. I want a definitive date so I can actually start binging the first three seasons and get caught up again. What are you looking at?
So I just scrolled down to see if they showed like if all of season 3 was available. It says, so episode 1 has... I guess it means release date. It says February 8th, 2019, which seems like that was 2 months ago. We should have known that before then. Like, it could have swore. Episode 2, April 18th, 2018.
Really?
Well, 2019.
Could they only get the rights to the first episode, and then they had to get the rights to the second episode, and we're going to...
Well, no. Piece by piece, guys. Bear with us.
Yeah. No, but look, February 2019, April 2018...
And look at the rest of it, though. It says February.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know what this means. I don't know what that date means. It doesn't say release next to it.
Whoever typed that up didn't know what they were doing.
Obviously, April 18th sounds more of this year, sounds more correct for the release of season 3 on Amazon, because I know they were waiting for that to expire for the rights and everything. But yeah, everything else is just February 8th, 2019. So I don't know what that's about.
Okay, yeah. It does say February 8th.
Yeah, so fucking weird. But yeah, so
I need a specific date that it'll actually come out so that I can start binge watching the first three seasons to catch myself back up to season 4.
So good too. It's such a good binge watch too.
Oh, I bet it will be.
Just because it's gonna be so much better to be able to binge watch the whole thing, because it's the fucking cliffhangers in that goddamn show.
Yeah.
books aside, fuck the books because of that shit. And their whole, like, oh, this is about to happen to this character. 19 chapters later, you finally come back to that character.
Yeah.
Oh, it makes me so mad. I haven't started the new one yet, and I know I'm going to be fucking pissed off.
Ooh, get your tissues ready.
But what I was going to say is the banner I saw on the app on Apple TV showed that all three seasons are ready to stream, and I was like, oh, I'm going to, nope, focus. You're looking for something else.
Right, hold off until season four.
Yeah. Just tell me, like, prepare for season four.
Right.
So yeah, so I mean, that's gonna be fun to watch again. Let's see, other news. Oh, Ben Affleck signs up to direct and star in Universal's Ghost Army, which I did not know the story of this.
This is the first time I'm hearing of it.
It says the film will be based on the Netflix documentary Ghost Army, which I thought, oh, that must be like a crazy historical thing, right?
Yeah, if it's a documentary.
So it is a historical thing. I'm going to read you the description and tell me if this sounds real or not real. The story will focus on a secret force that relied on silent... A secret force that relied on sleight of hand and illusions to trick Nazis in 1944. The force consisting of Bill Lass... I'm not going to read all the names. They were in the 23rd Headquarters Special Troops... and fittingly dubbed Ghost Army, went into France and deployed a massive collection of inflatable tanks and sound effects equipment to create the illusions of troop strength on European battlefields to trick the Germans into deploying forces in the wrong places.
That's true.
Clearly it is, because I looked it up, and that's a real thing.
It is a real thing.
So this, the documentary and this movie are based on a book written by these two people, and I was like, I kind of was like, when I first read that, I was like, what?
Yeah.
I was like...
It was a whole thing they did for the D-Day invasion, if I recall right.
I don't know. It just says 1944, so it could be. But I was like...
They put up a bunch of just fake shit somewhere, and I can't remember where. It's been a while since I've read
the story. It's in France.
Right, but specifically where. Yeah, I can't remember.
It just says France here.
In order to basically make the Germans think that this is where they were going to attack... And then D-Day happened over here.
So fucking strange. It sounds like a fucking joke.
Yeah, it does. And you can actually go and look at pictures of it. And
yeah, I did. I looked it up.
And you can just see, like, literally inflatable tanks.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
That scene in Blazing Saddles where they build...
It's literally that. It's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And I was like, this seems like it should not be real. But it seems too... real to not be real. I was like, what the fuck? How have I never heard of this? But then again, I don't care about history and never read anything about it. But I was like, this is insane. Like, that's just insane. Then I realized what I'm reading about is Ben Affleck is going to direct that and star in it. I was like, this is even more weird. Like, because I'm thinking, oh, like, cool, they're going to do a movie like Fury, right?
Yeah.
But then it's going to be like inflatable tanks and sound effects. And I was like,
better put Matt Damon in it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, might as well. Oh, okay. It was so weird to me. I was like, because I read the name of it. It was like Ben Affleck signs up to direct and star in Universal's Ghost Army. I was like, Ghost Army sounds fucking rad. What's that?
Right.
Then I read the description. I was like, what the fuck is this? Because then the whole thing was like a film based on Netflix's documentary Ghost Army. I'm like, oh, it's based on real things. And I read the description. I was like, this can't be real.
I want to make
it up.
Was this produced by Discovery?
Yeah, I was like,
Army movie where it's like Ghostbusters, but like a
army
violent rated R action movie.
Frankenstein's Army. There's a movie called Frankenstein's Army. It's fucked up. Joe's drowning in his own bodily fluids. Not the good ones either.
Sounds disgusting.
It does.
James Wan and the It writer. When I say that. It is in the movies, not
Stephen
the
King.
Well, no, the Stephen King movies, not the It writers, and like he's the big thing right now.
Oh.
Gary Doberman, because like when you say the It writer, people are like,
I don't talk like that. So
know,
when you say
don't.
It writer, I think you're trying to mean Stephen King, but I know you don't mean.
Stephen King. No, you do mean Stephen King. He's the writer of the Stephen King It movies, the new ones.
No, I know he's the writer of the movies.
Yep.
The writer of It
is Stephen King.
Is Stephen King?
But I'm saying he's the writer of It.
Yes.
But if you had to pick an It writer, who would it be?
It would be Stephen King.
But is he really it right now?
Yeah, yeah. Then this is what I'm talking about right now.
Very much so, it right
Yeah, because like that's what this is about
right now.
So Gary Doberman, the writer of the movies It Chapter 1 and 2, and James Wan, the now extremely popular horror movie,
the It director.
He was not the director of It. He had nothing to do with It, actually. Anyways, they are doing a new adaptation of Salem's Lot. And I did not know this, but Gary Doberman, who wrote the chapters 1 and chapter 2 of It, not the book, but the movies, because that also sounds like I'm talking about, he wrote the chapters 1 and chapter 2 of It. He is actually...
Some say the best two chapters of the book.
I mean, arguably that's not incorrect, but... anyhow, he actually is making his directorial debut with Annabelle Comes Home.
Oh, they're making another Annabelle movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
I knew they were making that. I just didn't know I thought James Wan was doing that one still.
Because those were his movies.
Yeah. But I guess he's making his directorial debut with that. But yeah, so that's another Stephen King property being adapted again. But again, much like Pet Sematary, it's more of an adaptation of the book versus a remake of the movie. My elbow just pops.
Yes, it did.
It's very loud.
Yeah, I heard it.
Yep. Okay, we're good for now. So that's exciting. And you get to see, because most people don't know, like, the real story of Salem's Lot, the book versus the movie, but also their version, his versions of vampires are very different in a way than like the classic.
It's more one. Nosferatu type thing, yeah. Than it is. Yeah, like
they're more monsters than they are.
Yeah,
human.
Yeah,
Which is exciting because I'm a big fan of the monster versions of them versus the Bram Stoker's.
Bram Stoker. This isn't Gary Stroker. Oldman.
I said Stroker.
Yeah, funny. You did say Stroker. We let it slide, and then
I was going to bring it up, it's going to be a very different version that most people don't like. But which actually is funny because the Passage, the book series I'm reading right now before The Expanse, those vampires are very, very much like Salem's Lot vampires and like Nosferatu vampires because they're monstrous. They actually their bodies transform, mm-hmm. So they're very less humanoid than anything else. They also glow green, but that's a whole different thing. Not like glow green, but like there's a green aura to them.
Gotcha.
So when it's at night, it's like there's this weird pale green light, and it's like, well, that's unsettling. And in dark rooms, like when they're stalking, the room like has a glow, and I'm like, oh god, it's so creepy. But their necks elongate, and their heads get all weird, and they have crystalline teeth. It's fucked up. And they stick to walls, referred to as like roaches.
Okay.
Anyhow, another pairing of people for another project is Leonardo DiCaprio is teaming up with Guillermo del Toro to do a movie called Nightmare Alley, which is a terrifying name.
Did you ever read about what that movie's about?
I did.
Because I know it's just an adaptation of a book from 1942 or something like that.
1944. The movie, the original movie adaptation was 1947. The novel follows the exploits of Stanton Carlyle, a ruthless hustler who learns the tricks of the carny trade and uses them to establish himself as a spiritual guru, preying on the wealthy and the weak.
Okay.
That sounds very not, in a way, Guillermo del Toro, but also sounds very Guillermo del Toro.
I guess it was a remake from a 1947 movie.
That's what he said. Yeah,
that's a long time.
Well, yeah, because the thing is, so the book is a German book. I guess the 1947 adaptation was sort of kind of well received, but also not because that time frame there was a lot of that happening in real life of like con men and stuff. Mm. But like, I'm excited to see how fucked up it's gonna be with Guillermo del Toro writing it, less. But also, like, seeing DiCaprio in something that's not very normal for him. Mm. Like, he's done a lot, he's worked with a lot of really good filmmakers, But, like, I don't think I can ever think of anything with him in it other than Shutter Island that was more of that surrealish kind of, not terror, but, like, suspense in a way. Did you ever, you saw Shutter Island,
No,
right?
I never saw it. I saw parts of Shutter Island.
Okay. But you probably watched it on TV, so you saw the tame parts.
No, I mean, I've seen parts of it, like on the break room at
Oh, work. Gotcha, okay.
But I've never sat down and actually watched the movie from beginning to end.
It's not terrible.
I like the,
but I it's got not, the gist of it. Like, yeah, I read about what it was about.
Yeah.
And the weird twist at the end.
I like it. It's just there's something about it that still bothers me. I think it's the twist, I think, is really what got me. But I enjoyed a lot of it, for sure.
No, I was also just trying to think of any other movie of DiCaprio's that met that description that you were thinking of. But yeah, I can't.
There's nothing really I can think of, yeah.
Mostly after he did all the teenage romantic stuff and Titanic and whatnot, he went into kind of an action movie slash kind of drama here and there, yeah. Movies.
The only thing that's, I mean, it's not even similar to this premise, but like in a weird way is like The Beach has that weird surrealish type thing to it. But yeah, I mean, it's no Basketball Diaries or Who's Eating Gilbert Grape. But yeah, so I think that's, I'm really excited about that because, like, he gets a chance to do something different, but also I can kind of imagine him as this con man type dude.
Yeah.
So I'm super excited about that, to see more about that coming out. And so far they haven't announced anybody else for the movie. But I mean, I don't even know if it's a full done deal yet because he's also circling a new Scorsese movie.
DiCaprio
yeah. Is where is it? Killers of the Flower Moon. That's the name of the movie. I don't know what the fuck that's about. I didn't look it up, but it's a new Scorsese directed movie.
Weird.
And also, he's producing the the adaptation of that one serial killer book from Chicago World's Fair.
Oh,
Devil in the White City.
Yeah, Devil in the White City.
I don't think he's in it. I know he's producing it with his company. I don't think he's going to be in this version of it, though, which is upsetting because I kind of wish he was.
Either way, you're going to love that movie.
Yeah, either way. Yeah, for sure. Because I love that book. I've read that book 3 times.
Really?
Yep.
Damn. I have a hard time reading books more than once.
I usually don't reread books, but that book was so good. Avengers Endgame sets opening day record in China. Fucking shocker. No way. Oh my god. Oh, there's a trailer for Catch 22 with your boy Well, nope.
George Clooney?
Yep, George Clooney. I did the swipe the wrong way. I went to scroll. Yikes. With George Clooney in it.
It's weird. I saw that image and I almost thought it was what was the movie with the goat that he did?
Oh, the Men and Stare at Goats.
Men and Stare at Goats, and I was like, why are they showing me an image of Men and Stare at Goats when they're talking about Catch 22?
So apparently it's a comedy?
Catch 22?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a comedy. You didn't know Catch 22 was a comedy?
No, I had no idea what it was. But I don't remember ever. I know what it is, but I've never read it.
A show?
No. Was there a show?
Yeah.
Nope.
I'm trying to remember when it.
It's like Hogan's Heroes.
I want to say it was probably sometime around that time.
MASH.
It's based off a book, which was a comedy book.
I did not know that.
It's where the term Catch 22 comes from.
I realized that. I knew that. I knew it was a book, and I never thought like that. I just didn't realize it was a comedy. 6-part adaptation. It's a fucking miniseries.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking rad. Ooh, on the Hulus. I really should have read this article. Wait, he's directing it, executive producing, and starring in it?
That I didn't know.
What?
Well, he's directing a couple of them. There's three directors listed. Each did 2 episodes.
Interesting. Kyle Chandler's in it? Or he's directing it? That's your boy from Friday Night Lights, right?
Mm-hmm. I like to say early edition, but yeah, he was also in Friday Night Lights.
I used to like early edition.
I never watched it.
Kyle Chandler's not directing it. He's in it.
Okay, he's in it with him? Okay.
Yeah. The three directors are George Clooney, Grant Heslof, and Ellen Karras.
Oh, here's stars Christopher Abbott, Hugh Laurie.
Yeah.
Dang. That's awesome.
I do like on Slash Film the picture that they have because they're talking about Catch 22 of Hugh Laurie was from that Disney movie, Future or World of Tomorrow or whatever it was.
Oh, Tomorrowland?
Tomorrowland. That's what I was trying to think of.
Oh, where George Clooney was a robot pedophile?
Yeah.
Oh, that's short. That's Hugh Laurie. Oh, they should make those pictures bigger. I'm looking through the slideshow on Coming Soon, and they show him. He looks very gaunt. What happened to that guy's nose? Oh, his nose got broke. Oh, there's your boy. Tomatoes.
Yeah, so there was a feature film in 1970.
I saw that.
And
I didn't see that. I saw that. I'm listening here.
I guess it was only a pilot episode for a comedy series in 1973 with Richard Dreyfuss.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
He probably didn't want to do it because there's no sharks. He was big into sharks at that time.
Yeah, I'm straight up surprised that you've never seen Catch 22 or heard about it.
I've seen the book listed before because it's supposed to be like a.
It's supposed to be pretty good. It's one classic that I've been meaning to get around to reading.
But you always see it because it has like a really distinctive cover, I guess.
Yeah.
If I can remember correctly.
Yeah. The first edition cover, it's like a blue.
Blue and red, right?
Yeah, blue background. It says Catch 22 top, yeah. Joseph Heller at the bottom. And it has like a cutout of a policeman on there. That the cutout is red.
Yeah, yeah. I always remember seeing this. Like, and like I see the classics version over at like Barnes and Noble all the time when we're storming through there looking for books to buy through Amazon. But yeah, you always see it. Like, it's, I didn't realize it was a comedy because it's always listed in like classic section because of how old it is.
Yeah.
Like, I don't go. When I was going through comedy areas, you never really see Catch 22 over there. There's not that many comedy novels really out there in the world, but that's kind of cool. Maybe I will check that out. And maybe I won't, because I'll probably forget about it.
Yeah.
That's cool, though. I like the fact they're making it, they're not just doing like a movie out of it.
Yeah.
I like when they do that with books that are, you know, classics or whatever.
I didn't realize he wrote a sequel to it, too.
Is it Catch 23?
Nope, it's Closing Time, the sequel to Catch 22.
Oh, is that what the Semisonic song's about?
Oh, good call.
Yep.
Because there's a song.
Closing time. Those are the only lyrics I remember, so get out of my bar.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Loosely based on the sequel to Catch 22 and Cheers.
There is a Kindle edition with Audible.
Oh, for Catch 22 or Closing Time?
Catch 22.
Oh, I'm like, I'm not going to read the sequel first, Joe. I'm going to know what's going on.
Maybe it'll make it even more funny.
Mm-hmm. You get all the punchlines first?
The sequel does not have Audible.
Fuck them. Does it not have Whisper Sync or does it not have Audible?
Doesn't have Whisper Sync.
Because sometimes I'll go buy Audible just because.
And this title is not available for you for audiobook.
God damn it.
Sorry, this title is no longer available. Please try using the search feature for another version.
That's the thing about Audible I've found out. You will find that where it says this isn't available, and it tells you that you search for it, and there is another version of it.
But it wouldn't be a Whisper Sync version.
Probably. Yeah. I'm like, come on, why did you just link them? I mean, come on, guys. It can't be that much work. Speaking of that much work, I texted you fellows about it. I'm trying to limit my cursing. It's not working so far in this episode.
You bonkers?
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to, like, limit it just in general, like how much I'm using it.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Not for any particular reason. I just trying to break myself of it.
Kid on the way, right? You want to like change up your stuff?
Don't joke about that.
You got a kid on the way?
No, I'm not Taj.
Why didn't you tell me that?
Why would I tell just you about that? Why would you say you?
Why wouldn't you tell me about that?
I didn't tell him about it. Why
would you tell
Mike? I wouldn't tell him about it either.
I just overheard him talking about
it. I would Jesus not Christ, tell anybody. What
a horrible friend, right?
Yeah, you didn't tell either of us.
Jesus Christ.
I'm not having a kid. Well, don't put that bad juju on me.
That you know of.
I mean, it's not true. But I don't like that thought process that either of you are throwing out my way.
Statistically impossible at this point. Statistically probable, but statistically impossible.
Yes. I think so.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. It's been a long time. What was I saying?
I
texted you the thing that the cast and crew who read the script for Detective Pikachu.
Oh, yeah.
Every single one of them cried. Yeah. Everybody cried. I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Like sad tears. Yeah.
I was like, oh, God damn it. Like, why? Why would you do this?
This movie gets you emotionally invested.
Because they did that to me in the fucking Pokemon movie.
The Pokemon movie made you cry?
Have you never seen it?
Nah.
Yeah. Sure. Don't watch it. You will literally cry yourself to death.
The original one?
Yeah.
I've seen it once.
Spoiler alert. Ash gets killed. Pikachu walks up to his stone body because he's turned to stone. And he starts to cry. And I was like, I'm done. I'm out.
And the tears bring him back to life or something?
Yeah. But it's like the saddest thing I've ever seen in my life other than Lion King.
I don't think it's the saddest thing you've ever seen.
Watch it.
Okay.
You bitch.
I'm not gonna.
I know you're not. Weepy ass bitch.
I don't watch stuff anymore.
It's a shocker.
I'm past that.
Anyhow. Yeah, I saw that when Ryan Reynolds was talking about it on some thing he was on. Getting ready or doing press for the movie. And someone's like, what's a fun fact you can give us about the movie? He's like, well, everyone who worked on the movie and read the script, everybody cried. I was like,
fun fact.
Jesus Christ. He asked for a fun fact, you piece of shit.
You gave him sad
Ryan
facts.
Ryan Reynolds, though.
Yeah. Ryan Reynolds was like, ha ha ha.
It was you're fun
a,
to him.
Yeah, you're a monster. Emotional terrorist. I'm kind of excited about the Creepshow reboot with Greg Nicotero. They're doing a TV show? Right? I could be wrong. But it has like...
Well, Creepshow was originally a TV show, wasn't it?
No, it was an anthology movie.
Okay, anthology movie.
Yeah. But it has Giancarlo Esposito.
Okay.
Which they note him from Better Call Saul, not fucking Breaking Bad, by the way, in this article.
Was he in Better Call Saul?
Yeah.
That's his more recent thing.
Yeah, but still, come on now. He plays the same character. It's not like he plays a different character, but he's the same.
Yeah.
Anyways, and then Tobin Bell, famous for the Saw movies. They're in it. The first episode titled Gray Matter is based on the 1973... Oddly enough, Stephen King story, because not enough people are doing Stephen King stuff. Might as well get in there. But it's going to be on Shudder, which I still have because I pay for VRV.
Oh, it's still available on VRV?
Shudder's part of VRV. VRV. Yeah, I haven't stopped it yet.
Huh.
After they got rid of all the good anime because of
that's everything. What I mean. Why would you even still continue to pay for it?
I don't know.
Because I'm pretty sure you can go pay. You can just get Whatchamacallit for the same price.
I might be able to, but there's other stuff. So if it's the same price, might as well keep VRV. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, but they didn't really have a whole lot available.
They do not.
Funimation?
Yeah.
They did have a lot of cool content on there. And the fact that they gave you a lot of it for free was absolutely awesome as well. Cowboy Bebop was amazing that you could stream it for free. But once they got rid of all Funimation stuff, it almost seemed like half the stuff went away.
More than half, yeah. It was ridiculous. But anyhow, I mean, that's going to be on there. But reason I brought that up is because Tom Savini is going to direct the first episode Or not the first episode, an episode. I can't remember which one it was. But he's going to be doing one. I believe... doesn't say which one it is, but...
Do we know when we're going to get it?
No, they're working on it right now.
Still working on it?
Yeah. I don't think they have a release date. It just says upcoming reboot. But the original 1982 Creepshow was directed by George A. Romero, from the screenplay by Stephen King that paid tribute to EC horror comics a la Tales of the Crypt, or Tales from the Crypt of the 1950s. The film featured stars such as Hal Halbert. I'm not going to go through all the people that were in it. And it grossed $21 million at the box office, which was a smash hit for the day.
Yeah, that's pretty good for back then.
Yeah.
Now, if you only make $21 million, you're not allowed to make another movie again.
Yeah, I know, right?
Like your movie better have cost in the thousands of dollars if you only make $21 million.
Wasn't it Creepshow 2 that Stephen King was actually in, right?
Probably.
He was spot starring in all kinds of his early shit that was getting adapted.
Yeah.
Because he did the one with the meteorite.
Yeah, the big old goofy hillbilly.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I think I remember that. Yeah.
Look at how cool this stayed off.
And he becomes a plant. They say Stephen King cameo. I'm pretty sure it's more than a cameo. Or Creepshow 2, actually, I think it was the cameo. Creepshow 1 was actually the one he started, and that was actually, I want to say, the first one. Mm-hmm. I can't remember. I know Broken Meteor was the one he was in. I still don't remember which one that was actually. Was it in 1 or 2? But they're all Stephen King stories.
Yeah.
Wrote them shits. Yeah, this was the first one because Creepshow 2 does not have Broken Meteor in it. Based on stories by Stephen King. Oh, the second was made for $3.5 million. Quick game, how much did it gross at the box office? This is for number 2. I already told you the answer for number 1.
16.
Mike says 16. Joe says.
So the first one was $21 million.
Yep. This was made for $3.5 million.
This was made for $3.5 million. How much did it gross? What was yours again?
16.
16 million?
I went low.
I'm going to take a shot in the dark, even though I feel I have a feeling in my heart that it's that it probably grossed lower than what it was made for.
Ooh.
I'm going to double it and say 40 million.
Oh, no, you were wrong. You're both over. It's 14 million.
14 million. Okay.
Okay, so since we'll just do the opposite this time. For Creepshow 1, I already told you it made 21 million. How much was it made for?
1.5 mil.
You got 1.5 over here. We got from Joe
1.51.
He went prices right on your ass. You were both incorrect. It was made for 8 million.
Damn.
Oh, wow.
That's a lot more than what I thought it would be.
Yeah. Budget.
That's.
But it made 21 million, so it's more than double its money, which means it could make a sequel.
Right.
But then the sequel actually made more money because technically, percentage-wise, because it was made for 3.5 and it made 14, so it technically made more money than the first one.
The most successful franchise in all of film.
Percentage-wise. No.
I don't even think that's true.
Nope. I believe Avengers Infinity War.
Yeah, but
might that have cost
$787 million to make, though.
But so it made really only $48 billion.
That's only like 8%.
I don't think Mike's good at math.
I don't think I'm paying attention either.
We also know that because you
false
said stuff we already talked about. Actually, does anyone want to guess how much Infinity War has made so far?
So ridiculous. I wanna guess how much Endgame has already made.
We can do that too.
Infinity War, $4 billion.
You say Infinity War is at $4 billion.
Yeah,
I gotta pull it up. So hold on.
4,500,537,290.
Again, so we're talking about box office, by the way.
And 23 cents.
My brain.
And this will, by the way, box office number will go back up than this number because starting
we're talking
today,
worldwide.
Yeah, worldwide. Starting today,
because
they're doing the double screen, the double showings of Infinity
just
War.
Just double showings.
Yeah.
Wasn't there an AMC that was...
Well, AMC, Regal, and one other franchise are doing the 40 hours where they're showing all the movies.
Yeah.
back to back.
Which is insane, by the way.
Bruh, yeah. We went and saw all three Batman movies, and I wanted to fucking kill myself afterwards.
Literally, we had to stop.
I didn't even like the third Batman for like a couple weeks until I saw it again.
Yeah, because you were so drained by the time you got through the first two. Because that's like damn near 6 hours by its own right. And then you have another 2.5 hours on top of that, which is just Endgame runtime. Like
15-minute intermissions between the two.
Which was not long enough.
Nah, man. No.
And those weren't even the good seats. Those were the shitty old theater seats. The ones that, like...
I was talking about this the other day. I was like, it'd be easier to do that now because the seats are so much better.
Yeah. The adjustability, like everything.
And you can just take the room through, like, some of the parts that you don't like.
Right.
Okay. So, again, budget for Infinity War was a range of $316 to $400 million.
Jesus Christ. If you just made a movie that made $400 million like 8 years ago, you're a fucking stud, dude. You're like, oh my God.
Right.
Okay. So now knowing that what the budget was, what is the global box office for Avengers Infinity War? Knowing that it's upwards of $400 million for the budget.
What's the all-time record? It's still Avatar, right?
Technically, yes.
All right, so I don't... Yeah, because I think it would have hurt if it had broken Avatar yet.
I know, right?
These numbers are fun to fuck with because, if I'm not mistaken, Iron Man made like $310 million, like on an initial run.
Yeah.
And like now their budgets are more than that.
So it is, technically speaking, it's the fourth highest grossing film of all time. Yeah. Fourth.
I don't remember the numbers we're dealing with towards the top, so I'm just completely shooting in the dark here.
Okay, so you say, let's go. Who's ready?
I'm going to go with $3
billion. $3 billion from Joseph.
2.2.
2.2 billion, right?
You billion. Said, okay, make sure you're paying.
Okay. He's like, million. No, Mike, we already said.
$1. Is that how this game works?
It's not.
Did you, okay. Side note, do you see that fucking nerd that was so excited to give the Price is Right, the $1 bid? Yeah. He yelled, this is a dream come true. And he's all, $1. And the crowd just fucking erupted.
Did it work?
I don't even know. I didn't stop watching the clip. I was laughing so hard.
I don't know if the clip I watched actually had him win or lose on it.
I mean, it just showed Drew Carey laughing at him.
Yeah, because the crowd just erupts into, like, enjoyment. I was like, people, this is not the first time anyone said a dollar. Just how excited this guy was.
He so
was
fucking pumped. Yeah. All right, give us the numbers.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Infinity War has grossed in the box office worldwide $2.048 billion. So you're both over. You were closest.
So Avatar is at?
Avatar is at 27.
Wait, what?
Not 27.
I was like, dude, what the fuck?
$27 billion.
I clicked over and I was like, 27.
Has that shit just been showing the whole time and nobody noticed?
Yeah.
Like, it never took it out.
At drive-ins all over the Midwest. $2.7 billion.
Iowa just got it. They're
for Avatar. $2.1 billion for Titanic. And $2.06 billion for Force Awakens. So if we go through this.
I think people are sleeping on the next Star Wars movie.
Because of the hate for the last one.
Yeah, but
last two,
everyone's going to go see that. Anybody who's ever watched a Star Wars movie in theaters is going to be like, oh, it's the last one of this series.
I was right. Yeah. Jesus. Okay, so I'll give you the top 10 movies. Top 10 grossing movies.
Grossest movies. Yeah.
Worldwide gross for these movies, right?
Borat.
And I'll see if you can figure out what I'm getting at.
All right.
So number 10 is Harry Potter, The Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Hmm.
Black Panther is number 9.
Mm.
Age of Ultron is number 8.
Mm-hmm.
Furious 7 is number 7, which is hilarious because it is number 7. The Avengers, the Marvel Avengers, not the Sean Connery one.
Not the Uma Thurman powerhouse film from the 90s? Yep. No?
Is number 6. The Avengers is number 6. Jurassic World is number 5. Avengers Infinity War is number 4. Star Wars Force Awakens is number 3. Titanic is number 2. And Avatar is number 1. What do you think the theme is? I had to check real quick on that.
How many Marvel movies there are?
How many Disney movies there
are? Disney movies, yeah.
Well, that's... So out of 10, how many aren't Disney movies? You got to remember what just happened. Disney just bought what?
Yeah, see, that's why it's like a weird stat, though.
Yeah. Well, I'll give you a hint. One of those has a land they built 2 years ago at Disney World.
Disneyland.
Avatar. They built Avatar at Epcot Center.
Yeah. Yep. So out of the top 10 movies I just listed, how many aren't Disney movies? Disney-owned movies.
You'd have to go back through the list.
Yeah, just give the list real quick.
Yeah.
Just...
Harry Potter, Deathly Hallows Part 2, Black Panther, Age of Ultron, Furious 7, The Avengers, Jurassic World, Infinity War, Force Awakens, Titanic, Avatar.
Three.
Four.
Two. Titanic is Fox, right?
Did you say your final number is?
I think two.
Two?
Ooh, because that's a good question. Now I can't even think of what.
It's kind of skewed because it didn't have anything to do with Disney before, but now it does. I think.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that's what he's getting.
So you
at.
Say?
Well, now, yeah, you're right. But the thing is, I can't even think of who did the production on Fast and Furious now.
Like Universal.
Was it Universal?
Yeah.
Because I know a couple of those are actually Universal, or at least have Universal. Because the Harry Potter is Universal, the Fast and Furious is Universal. There was another Universal one in there as well.
Could be. I'm waiting for numbers. I like the process, though. You are dead on. You are literally dead on.
I'm going to go with four because I think there...
You say four? Final
least,
numbers?
There was at least one other Universal movie in there.
Yeah, you're right. Three. I'm going three.
Three and four.
Yeah.
Mike is correct. It's three. World is
Jurassic
Universal.
Jurassic World was Universal.
There are only two companies that now own the top 10 highest grossing movies, and is Disney and Universal.
Yeah.
Until Universal gets bought by Disney, and then...
I'm rooting for Universal.
You're going to root for Universal to buy Disney?
Yeah.
Well, Universal. if we go down the list, that number skews drastically the other way. Just kidding. It's still landslide of Disney because you only add in one, two, three, four other movies that aren't Disney. So 13 of the top 20 are Disney movies.
Yeesh.
Yep. Creepshow 1 was, by the way, it was Broken Meteorite. So the reason I went to that random tangent is shit. But Greg Nicotero is heading the whole Creepshow remake thing, and he's the dude behind, essentially the powerhouse behind The Walking Dead now. Because after season one, Frank Darabont was gone. And that's why the tone of the show changed quite a bit. Which is a good and a bad thing, because it was very, very dark. Very, very dark the first season, and then got a little, we'll say, lighter. Family-friendlier in the following seasons. Until Negan showed him, start bashing fucking people's heads in. And lighting people on fire with a furnace. Spoiler alert, he lights a motherfucker on fire with a literal iron. Right in his face. Burns smoke, like, out of a furnace. Shit's fucked up, bro. You thought the baseball bat to Glenn's head was gross? What about a guy's face coming off on an iron?
It's kind of gross. Yeah, I suppose so.
It's like cheese falling off a pizza.
Oh,
I'd imagine
gross.
It looks something like that.
It's gross. Don't do that. I like pizza.
Next month.
Don't ruin pizza for me, you bitch.
Don't ruin pizza for me.
Aladdin comes out next month?
Sure.
The 24th.
No, man.
The fuck, man? We are in it.
It's time.
Dude.
It kicks off tomorrow night.
I feel like we were such a lull of like a good run of movies.
Oh God, no!
Hey, Muscles, how about you calm down?
Sorry, I'm stretching.
I am stretching. Muscles over here.
Look at all those veins. What are you?
Quit looking at his penis.
Oh no!
Jesus criminy! Because it was me curving my cursing. I didn't say Christ the first time. I was explaining
you said
what
Jesus
though. Is that a curse word? That was the guy's name.
It's being used in vain. So.
Sinner, heathen.
Yeah, that's my first sin.
That's
the sin you're going after, huh?
Back.
I don't think you're allowed to say that.
That's like getting
it's not being racist. Or
getting what's his fuck for taxes? You know what I mean?
What
Capone?
Oh,
I'm like,
what? I totally lost.
Yeah, I'm like, what? Who's doing taxes?
Like, we know you sinned a lot more, but we have audio proof.
Like Wesley Snipes? Is this a Wesley Snipes joke?
Yeah. Over in Africa, smoking the weeds.
Real quick. Wesley Snipes' best movie?
Drop Zone?
Ugh. I hate your face.
Passenger 57. It's my final answer.
I was leaning towards Passenger 57, but for me, it's probably
Blade 1. Blade 2.
I was thinking Blade 1. Yeah.
White Man Can't Jump is Mike's.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah. I know him so well.
It's you're it's a both basketball wrong, though.
Movie it's, with Woody Harrelson.
It's too Wong Fu. Thanks for everything.
It's not bad though. Not bad. That's because it has Kurt Russell in it.
No, it doesn't.
Oh no, not Kurt Russell. Patrick Swayze. Patrick Swayze. That's the one.
John Leguizamo.
It's true.
The chicks.
What's that? What's that one? Kevin Costner with Elvis.
3,000 miles to Graceland. There's like a bunch of Elvis impersonators. Yeah. And they rob a bank or some shit.
Yeah, that one had Kurt Russell.
I literally thought you meant Kurt Russell and the actual Elvis, and I was like, he wasn't around back then, was he? Well,
Kurt Russell was around back then.
Yeah.
He was doing all those kid actual Disney movie movies.
With those two?
Not with those two.
Yeah.
Because that
Kurt
was
Russell's a big Elvis stan, too, so.
Well, he was in that, right? With Kevin Costner?
Yeah, he was in that. But he's been in a couple. He played young Elvis in a movie. Yeah.
He turned down Bubba Hotep before Bruce Campbell was involved in it.
Imagine all the people who would have known Bubba Hotep if Kurt Russell did it.
That'd have been fantastic.
Right? I mean, no offense to Bruce Campbell, but you're like small roles in big movies, big roles in small movies.
That was in the Kurt Russell lull time where he's like, I don't really want to do movies.
Yeah. Then he's just like,
oh, yeah, by the way, I really want to do movies again.
He's like, hey, I want to play a cowboy.
Speaking of which,
violent cowboy movie.
So I saw an article. This is the last thing I'll talk about, then we'll wrap it up. So I was really excited because I saw that the dude that plays Bronn in Game of Thrones,
okay,
is gonna be in the Dark Tower series. I was really, really excited. I was like, "Oh fuck, what's he gonna? Who's he gonna play? Is he gonna be like Eddie or something, or like another big cast?" So he's excited because he's cast as cowboy. Okay, literally what I fucking said.
Because there's a lot of cowboys in the Dark Tower series.
It just says, not a cowboy, cowboy.
Yeah.
His character is cowboy.
That could literally just be a character in a town that they roll through.
That's what I'm saying. I was like so excited. I'm like, oh fuck, who's he gonna be? Who's he gonna be? There's so many opportunities. He's such a good actor.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, you're coming off one of the biggest shows of all time. I mean, granted, he wasn't a star of it, but he was like, he's well known in it. He's a very beloved character. And I think he has a lot more coming in this season, but I was so excited. Then I clicked on it. I was like, yeah, who's he going to be? Who's he going to give me a hint? Cowboy. Oh, right. I was like,
and this is just about that one, the one story, the Wizard in Glass.
No, this is the Amazon Dark Tower, the series. Well,
the Amazon Dark Tower. So literally, what sucks about this, unless they change things a little bit, the only real places that they encounter cowboys, like actual cowboys, are like either at the beginning, the first book where they have the town,
which everyone fucking dies in. Spoiler alert.
Or the end. That's
the one with the gun abortion, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Gross.
Or towards the end where they roll through crossroads or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then that was it. Like
the only other cowboys would be Wizard in the Glass. Wizard in the
Glass, yeah.
Which is a prequel tale
to the whole series, really.
Yeah, so when you're on Roland, right? So,
yeah.
But that's so far down the way because they're doing all the books in sequence,
right? If you're doing Wizard and Glass, that was like book 5 or 6 or something like that.
Five, yeah,
yeah.
So I'm like, so
you only really have like 3 points that he can actually be in, and even then, he's a
either the end or the middle. And I'm like,
background character.
Yeah, sounds like. I'm so excited, and it's fucking cowboy. I'm like,
unless they suddenly are just like, no, he's Roland.
They already cast Roland. He's
did they?
Yeah, he's some Swedish dude, a Nordic dude. But they got someone who has like that old young look to him, very much like the. When I first saw a picture, I was like, oh, that's very Harrison Ford of them, because like Harrison Ford has that. Even when he was young, had an older looking face, and then when he aged, he didn't age terrible. Like he aged really well.
Yeah.
So he still has the same face, but just like a craggier older face. Version. And I was like, that's gonna work real well, because if they take their time with this, it's gonna be fucking forever, especially Amazon, to make it all.
Yeah. Right.
And he's gonna age real well for it. But I'm like, I was so excited to see Bronn. I can't think of his name right now, and I didn't look it up. But I was like, I'm so excited that he's gonna be in the Dark Tower, and then it's Cowboy. I was like, you're. Fucking kidding me. Fucking kidding me.
Right.
Such a... whatever. Doesn't matter. That's it for this week's episode of Comes Naturally. We are...
Joe.
Mike.
I am Cody. And as usual, you funkers just came naturally. I got to change our tag because I can't
say fuck anymore.
Yeah. I don't want to.